720 WGN. I think it's hard to find anyone in Chicago who is not familiar with Chaz Ebert. We know her as a businesswoman. She is now the Ebert Digital CEO, a critically acclaimed film and TV producer. She is behind RogerEbert.com. And Chaz, I've never had a chance to meet you, but everyone I've spoke to tells me that you practice FEC on a daily basis.
Oh, Lisa, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you. And, you know, it's only because being here in Chicago, I've had so many people who were so kind to both me and Roger over the years that writing a book about compassion and kindness just came naturally.
And, of course, the name catches our attention. We like it. It's time to give a feck. Elevating humanity through forgiveness, empathy, compassion, and kindness. So, Chaz, is that taught? Are you born with it? Can you accomplish it as an adult if you didn't grow up in a home where none of that was practiced?
Absolutely. And that is one of the main reasons for writing the book. You don't have to be born with it. It is something, it's like a muscle. The more you practice empathy or kindness or compassion, the stronger it gets. I think the most difficult one is forgiveness, but that, too, is like a muscle. The more you learn to forgive yourself and others, the more you're able to forgive.
And, you know, I know you share a lot of personal stories and you did a lot of research for this book, but I had read that you said you were most touched by acts of forgiveness.
Yes. And I think it's because, you know, I talk about being a 17-year-old in college, and you know what? Actually, it's even hard talking about it now. Being away from home, learning I was pregnant, and just everything that happened around that. And I had to, so the self-forgiveness part is something I wasn't going to put in the book. And everybody, even my kids, said, Mom, you have to put that in the book because self-forgiveness is a biggie. People sometimes go around and sometimes you can't forgive other people until you forgive yourself. So
there's truth to that. There's absolute truth to that.
Can I tell you something about the title of the book, however?
Yeah.
It's time to give a feck. Feck is just an acronym for forgiveness, empathy, compassion, and kindness. But the publisher didn't want me to use that because it sounded too much like the other four-letter word. And I said, but my four-letter word, feck, is like another four-letter word, love. So
I think it's a brilliant title. In 2022, when you were honored with a Screen Gems Award, you said that Roger still inspires you. Did he, in part, inspire this book?
He did, because it was his talking about empathy being a machine that generates movies being a machine that generates empathy. He really believed that the most noble movies inspired us to empathize with people who, as he say, shares this journey with us on Earth. And so it was, we actually endowed some programs where we wanted to carry on things about empathy. And after he passed away is when I added the compassion and kindness and forgiveness to the FEC principles. But
right.
Yes, he still inspires me every day.
And you are the founder of Day for Empathy, correct?
Yes, I am. And we didn't have one, you know, during the pandemic, but I would still like to do another Day for Empathy in Chicago and actually scale it up and take it to some other cities, because it was such a beautiful day to have people stop and have conversations about what it is about their coworkers that inspired them, or what it was about family members that made them, help them to move forward. So I loved the Day for Empathy. We had actually a truck that we drove around the city. I'd like to do it again one day.
Well, count me in as one of your helpers if you decide to do that.
Okay.
And Chaz Ebert is with us. We're talking about her new book, It's Time to Give a Feck. How does a smile make a difference?
You know, I thought that I know that how I feel. Smiles are contagious. And I thought that it was kind of, I said, oh, is that something too simple to put in the book? But there is actually scientific evidence about how smiles can actually help move us forward in humanity. And when I found that science, I said, okay, I'm putting this in the book. A smile can do a lot. Even in Day for Empathy, we have a video clip of someone, I came up to her, and I mean, she came up to me, she said, I said, why are you smiling? She said, because you smiled at me first. And I loved it. When people smile, I can't help but smile back. And so that Day for Empathy, as people would walk by, instead of saying anything, I smiled. That made people stop and come over to talk to us. That's not the scientific part. There are actually scientific studies about smiling creates oxytocin, the feel-good hormone, the feel-good neurotransmitter in our bodies. And so,
yes, I was reading an article today, and it was how to talk to someone you have nothing in common with. And I think the four principles of your book ring true through that. But one of the points was, we believe others are less interested in connecting with us than we are connecting with them. And I believe you changed that with a smile.
Yes. Thank you, Lisa. I wish you had told me that before I had written my book. I'd put that in there.
I just think that people always react if you smile, even if they're having a bad day and you don't get a big toothy smile back.
Yes.
Even
yes.
If it's just a little smirk, at least you've engaged and you've changed the path of their day for a moment.
Absolutely. And I think that people, you know, people like to sort of mirror what they see. And I find that if you go expecting good from people, people want to put their best foot forward. I'm not saying it will happen 100% of the time, because sometimes we don't know what's happening in someone's life. They may have just experienced a death or been a victim of a crime or something. But people, I think, want to put their best foot forward, most people. And so I think using the FECT principles allows us to approach others in a way that they want to show us their best self.
Absolutely. And you wrote the book with leaders in mind, with community activists, with
yes.
people who want to make a change within not just their family, but their community as well.
Absolutely, because I do believe that at this point in our society, I think now more than ever, people are seeking that connection, especially after we came out of the pandemic where people were so isolated. They were so afraid. We didn't know how long it was going to last. We couldn't see each other. People had funerals where they had to limit them to like five people or less because of the times. Now people are more open, but people sort of forgot how to connect.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that some of the exercises that I have in the book will help people learn to reconnect with others.
That's the key, because if we want to affect change, you have to tell us how to do it. And I love that part of the book. And I appreciate that you shared personal stories. And the book comes out May 8th?
May 7th. May 7th, yes.
Excellent. Excellent.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's Tamron Hall, right?
It's Tamron Hall, yes. And so I'm going to be on her show in New York on the 7th and some other shows as well. But we have a book signing at Anderson's Bookstore in Naperville on May 2nd. And it's an evening event at, I think, 6 p.m. And I'm hoping that as many people as possible will come for the book signing there. We have one in Chicago on May 1st. But that one is... Oh, you know what? I think that might be a private event. So
right. And here's the thing. You better have a lot of ink pens, because there's going to be a long line of people that want your signature and they want this book in their hands. Thank you so much for joining us, Chaz, and for starting our week with some sunshine and some good news.
Well, thank you, Lisa. And if I have the Day for Empathy, I'm going to call on you to come out with me.
I'm there. I'm right next to you.
Okay.
Have a great day. Chaz Ebert.
Thank you.
It's called It's Time to Give a FECK, F-E-C-K, as in forgiveness, empathy, compassion, and kindness. The news is next with Lauren Lapka.
Lisa Dent, WGN.